Welcome to Story Building for Work. This is Module 1, Section 2.
This section, still in the clarity piece, this section is about the story and how it provides purpose for the work. So I want to introduce to you rhythm. And we all know what rhythm is. It's a pattern. It's a movement. It's a flow that directs your thinking. And in the introduction, we talked about that term metacognition. And remember, that's about being aware of how you think and learn. And being aware of the power of rhythm is about directing, not dictating, people's thoughts, giving them that flow. And such awareness of rhythm can help you guide people through a progression of thoughts that will lead them to buy into what you're pitching. And you are pitching, or selling, if you will.
There is quite a stigma attached to selling, the idea of selling and salespeople, and I think it makes people uncomfortable. But selling's not a bad thing. I think if you really want to dive into this idea that we're all becoming salespeople, or maybe we always have been and just didn't know it, check out Daniel Pink's book, To Sell as Human. And really, the synopsis of that book is, yes, we are all salespeople, because we're looking to influence people and we're looking to help them understand the idea that we want to move forward. We can't do things in a vacuum, so we have to bring other people on board, right? We have to enlist them. And it's funny that we're all comfortable with this idea of getting people to buy in to whatever it is that we're trying to get across to them, but we sure don't want to sell it.
Exactly, exactly. So the buy-in that you want to create, there's back to rhythm. You need to honor and you want to honor the rhythm to get to that buy-in for your project, your initiative, situation, whatever the case may be. And too many times we jump to the end of that equation or rhythm, which is about just, okay, why don't they connect? Or I need them to connect. So I want you to be very aware of this rhythm or progression that we're talking about with story, and that's clarity to engagement, to connection. So let me define those very briefly for you. So clarity is where we define a clear sense of purpose for the work. The engagement is where we bring individuals together around what needs our collective attention. And then the connection is the result, where people come together around what we have to do to execute our individual actions to unfold the larger story. So an approach with rhythm creates a balanced view of what we desire and intend with the actions required to implement and execute accordingly. So, in order to prepare for the next piece that we're going to do, we want you to answer a question, and remember, in writing. And here's the question. What three things do you desire and intend for those you will lead, influence, and serve through your project? Now, I'll repeat the question again, but I want to make a couple of points here. One is three things. Not one, not two, not four, three things. Trust us on this. And don't overthink it. Really write your answers down as they come to you. Trust your intuition. So once again, the question, what three things do you desire and intend for those you will lead, influence, and serve through your project?
Jeff, do you mind if I maybe provide an example without?
That's awesome.
Okay, so I don't want to color anybody's thinking too much. So I'll just kind of give you an idea of where I started when I went through this process, when I thought about the three things that I desire and intend for the people that I was leading at the time that I went through this exercise and that I've continued to apply in my personal life, in my professional life, if I've had direct reports, if I haven't had direct reports, virtual teams, project teams, so on and so forth. So at the beginning of any engagement, project, anything that I'm doing, I do this gut check on these three things that I desire and intend to make sure that my approach is in alignment with the outcome. And so here are the three things that I thought about. And again, don't overthink. Use your own words. Your gut will tell you. So the three things are, I thought about personal leadership. And what I mean by that is I thought about the times in my life where I jumped on the opportunity to lead, either myself, because sometimes we do need to be led, and we don't always have a leader who's willing to stand up. So we have to take both roles, the person leading and the person being led. So the value of personal leadership is one. The second is, I thought about how I get such a high out of knowing that the work that I've done with someone has helped them do maybe a little bit more than they would have thought possible prior to them working with me. So that's an important outcome of interacting and working with anyone, is that maybe I nudge people just a little bit so that they do more than they would have otherwise thought possible. That's item number two. Personal leadership, do more than you thought possible. And the third one is influence. I often tell my children, one of the things that I've learned over the years is that we really can't control or legislate or manage other people's behavior as much as we can influence it. Influence is a much subtler thing, and that's really the mind talking to the other mind through the heart. So you have a flow from the mind to the heart of yourself to the heart and the mind of the other person. And that really is, I think, where influence can play in. So it's not just about my own influence, but how can I help other people see the value of influence and spread their influence for their good and the good of the people that they lead.
What Rick was saying, just as to summarize, there were the three things, and I'm going to be very brief here. There was number one, personal leadership. Number two, the impact on those with whom Rick works. And then third, influence. And there's a rhythm there. And we're going to be talking more about this, but I want to kind of give you a little taste of what's to come. Rick, maybe if you could just speak very briefly to that rhythm for you. And I'm not sure of my question here. I'm kind of going on the fly here, but I'm wondering what that rhythm felt like to you when you had the words.
For me, the rhythm is very circular. And what I mean by that is I can connect with someone and any one of those three items, right, of those three desire and intent ideas. And then I can make the other two happen, because for me, it's important to make sure that all three of those, that I touch on them somehow and I complete them somehow in everything that I do, every project I undertake, every engagement. But it really is a circle. So as an example, if I'm influencing someone's ability to do more than they would have thought possible, you know, I'll try to close the loop by helping them see how they can use that to spread their influence, to further their idea. And then also perhaps open up an opportunity for them to lead a group of people, let's say, if they're not already leading a larger group. But it's that idea of completing all three, which is all three of them are important to me, by connecting to one and then bringing the other three around.
Very cool. Thanks. Thank you, Rick, for that explanation. And we hope that with an example, it'll give you a little excitement and answering the question. And so again, what three things do you desire and intend for those you will lead, influence, and serve through your project? And again, don't overthink it. Trust your gut. And next time, we're going to talk about the power of your own story for your work.